Some news now from the world of sports, and with an automatic bid to the NCAA Women's College Hockey Tournament on the line, Middlebury's Maddie Winslow made sure that she and her Panthers teammates wouldn't miss the big dance. Winslow's goal, with a little more than 6 minutes into overtime, gave the Panthers a dramatic 5-4 win over Amherst at Kenyon Arena last night, a win that lifts Middlebury into the NCAA tournament by virtue of the team's eighth NESCAC title championship. The nail-biter finish didn't seem likely early on, as Middlebury built a 3-1 lead on two goals by Katie Mandigo and another by Jessica Young. But Amherst scored three times in the second period, while the Panthers tallied just once on a goal by Yanka Hlinka. And after a scoreless third period, the title was decided by Winslow's overtime strike. The sixth-ranked Panthers will find out who their first-round opponent will be when the rest of the Division III field is announced later today. In men's college hockey, it's been a rough regular season for the University of Vermont Catamounts, but if UVM can keep winning in the playoffs, all that will be forgotten. And so far, so good. The Cats finished off a sweep of UConn over the weekend, scoring a come-from-behind 4-3 victory over the Huskies Saturday after a 2-1 win Friday to advance to the Hockey East quarterfinals. Trailing 3-2 in the third period, UVM captain Yvonne Patton went top shelf to tie the game, picking the perfect time to score his first goal since 2012. And with just a minute to go in regulation, Brian Bowell potted the game winner for the Catamounts. It certainly doesn't get any easier for UVM moving forward, though. The Cats will next face off against either top-seeded Boston College, the Eagles, or the number 2 Providence Friars. Over the weekend, another chapter was written into one of the great rivalry stories in boys high school basketball when the Burlington Seahorses avenged last year's loss to Rice with a 37-29 victory to claim the Division I state title. Senior Josh Hale made his final game a memorable one, leading the Seahorses with 11 points, including 6 during a deciding 17-4 run for Burlington that put the game away in the fourth quarter. Senior Ben Chungu poured in a game-high 13 points for the Green Knights, but not quite enough to spur Rice to a fourth consecutive D1 title. For Burlington, the state championship is the school's first since they went wire-to-wire without a loss to claim the title back in 2008. Other titles were handed out Saturday, and in Division III girls basketball, senior Emily Bowes ended her tenure with Enosburg in style, scoring 19 points for the Hornets to beat Thetford 52-37 at Barry Auditorium. Another terrific rivalry that brought a measure of revenge for Enosburg. The Hornets had lost 3 straight times in the playoffs to Thetford before getting past their arch nemesis on Saturday. In Division II, a milestone for the Fairhaven Slaters, who defeated defending champions Mill River 44-29 Saturday to earn the school's first ever state title. Senior Alexis Quenville paved the way for the Slaters with 18 points. And in Division IV, an 18-point performance by Mount St. Joseph senior guard Monica Schmelzenbach gave the Mounties a 42-36 win over West Rutland. Schmelzenbach sank 2 key free throws just under 10 seconds to go to seal the deal for Mount St. Joseph and secure back-to-back D4 titles for the Mounties. To the pros now, and give it up for the L.A. Lakers, who pulled off one of the biggest upsets in regular season NBA history last night. Coming into the game, the Lakers had just 13 wins to go with 51 losses in a year that's been solely about saying goodbye to future Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant. The Golden State Warriors, meanwhile, are the most dominant team in the league, led by the otherworldly Steph Curry, with 55 wins and just 6 losses in a year in which the team is widely expected to shatter the all-time regular season wins record set by Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls. But for one night at least, the Lakers flipped the script, beating Golden State 112-95. Jordan Clarkson led the upset, scoring 25 for L.A. before a Staples Center crowd that probably felt like they'd been transported back in time briefly to the 1980s and the glory days of Showtime. In the NHL, the crosstown rivalry between the New York Islanders and New York Rangers resumed at Madison Square Garden. Tied at 4 late into the third period, Cal Clutterbuck, perennial finalist for best NHL surname, scored with about 90 seconds left to go to give the Isles the victory. Franz Nielsen made it stand up with an empty netter. And tonight in Florida, yet another huge game for the Boston Bruins against the team just ahead of them in the Atlantic Division, the Florida Panthers. The Bees have shown of late they can play with the big boys, beating the Chicago Blackhawks and then forcing the Washington Capitals to overtime before losing 2-1 at the Garden. But it doesn't get any easier tonight against the ageless Jaromir Jagr and the Panthers.